Jamie Laval is a world-renowned Celtic fiddler who is based in Asheville. And this holiday season, he's doing a Christmas in Scotland tour, which makes stops in Charlotte tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Great Aunt Stella Center, and then Tuesday night in Lincolnton at 7:30 at the Lincolnton Cultural Center. And Jamie has been here before. Thanks for coming back.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so Christmas in Scotland, what's that about?
Yeah. You know, I have always been really interested in the seasonal music from the British Isles because it has a different atmosphere and character than what we typically do in the U.S. And I discovered that there is a lot of what we would think of as traditional Christmas music, especially the carols, that in fact was village or peasant dance music originally before Christianity arrived in the British Isles. And when I started to see the link up between dance music and Christmas, I thought, wow, this is kind of perfectly tailor-made to me. And then we also have the kind of the effect of the dark midwinter kind of solstice celebration idea. And so I started to put this show together. And people are really responding to it very nicely because it's a refreshing change from what we typically do in the U.S.
So can you give us an example of one of these peasant tunes that became a familiar carol?
Sure. This is just really characteristic. So you have a typical jig rhythm in Scottish music and in Irish music that the peasants would dance to, which is like diddle-dee, diddle-dee, dum-da-dum-da-dum. And so then... Okay, that's a really typical jig rhythm. Da-da-dee-dum-da-dum. But I'm sure you'll recognize this melody, which is in fact a Christmas carol. Right? And it's exactly the same rhythm. And this is not only characteristic of Christmas music, because taking a peasant melody or a folk melody and putting different words to it has been done for centuries. And the church found that that was a very good way of conscripting new members, you know, by taking a known melody and just putting religious words to it. So that's exactly what was done largely in the 1400s, is that a lot of these melodies were sort of scooped up by the church and turned into Christmas songs.
So what could people expect from your show? Are you fiddling the whole time? Are you jigging?
There's a lot of toe-tapping stuff for sure, but it's definitely a program full of variety. And that's what's really fun, because during the rest of the year, I'm touring either completely solo with my fiddle and my stories, or with maybe one other backing musician. But this is really a chance for me to have a lot of variety. I have at least 10 people on stage at any given time. So I've got dancers, which is delightful because you get the powerful and colorful visual element there. And then I've got a wonderful singer. Actually, she's from Charlotte. And in fact, her mom teaches Spanish right here at Davidson. Her name is Anna Carolina Scott, and she's absolutely superb. And so that's delightful. And then I have a Celtic harp player. I have three bagpipe players. So I've got all these different instruments and different ways of arranging the material. We have, yes, the toe-tapping stuff, but we also have the sort of the inward, kind of delicate and thought-provoking type of music as well. So there's just a lot of variety. It's very family-friendly, and hopefully people will walk away sort of feeling that they learned something, actually.
All right, so I know you know all about Scottish music. Anything about Scottish food?
Well, of course, everybody gives haggis a bad rap, but haggis is great. I don't know what people's problem is. They're just told, oh, you're supposed to hate it. Haggis is just meatloaf. That's all it is. But, you know, then...
Meatloaf from other parts of the animal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, whatever they had available. So, like, nowadays, we don't really use the entrails or whatever, right?
Yum.
But, but nowadays, if you go into a pub and just ask for haggis, you're going to get a very delicious baked meat creation. Just reminds me of grandma's meatloaf.
Well, Jamie, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Certainly my pleasure, and thanks for having me back.
Yes, and a couple of shows in our area. Go to our website for more details about that.
Great.